वार मीनिंग, शीता कोल्ड, उष्ण हीट, बात विंड, बरसानी एंड रेनी सीजन्स, क्यूत हंगर, पिपासे एंड थर्स्ट, प्रिय प्लीजेंट, अप्रिय एंड अनप्लीजेंट, सुख हैप्पीनेस, दुखे एंड डिस्ट्रेस, इति दस, द्वंद्वानी डुअलिटीज, अजयात ही कंक्वर्ड, समदर्शन इक्विपेस्ट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पारपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। थ्रू ऑस्टेरिटी किम मलय ध्वज इन बॉडी एंड माइंड ग्रेजुअली बिकेम इक्वल टू दी डुअलिटीज ऑफ कोल्ड एंड हीट, हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस, विंड एंड रेन, हंगर एंड थर्स्ट, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered all relativities. Purport. Liberation means becoming free from the relativities of the world. Unless one is self-realized, he has to undergo the dual struggle of the relative world. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to conquer all relativities through tolerance. Lord Krishna points out that it is the relativities like winter and summer that gives us trouble in the material world. In the winter, we do not like to taking a bath, but in summer, we wish to take bath twice, thrice or more a day. Thus Krishna advises us not to be disturbed by such relativities and dualities when they come and go. The common man has to undergo much austerity to become equipoised before dualities. One who becomes agitated by the relativities of life has accepted a relative position and must therefore undergo the austerities prescribed in the shastras to transcend the material body and put an end to material existence. King Malayadhwaja underwent severe austerities by leaving his home, going to Kulachala, taking his bath in the sacred rivers and eating only vegetables like stems, roots, seeds, flowers and leaves, avoiding any cooked food or grains. These are very, very austere practices. In this age, it is very difficult to leave home and go to forest or to go to forest or the Himalayas to adopt the processes of austerity. Indeed, it is almost impossible. If one is even advised to give up meat eating, drinking, gambling and illicit sex, one will fail to do so. What then would a person do if he went to Himalayas or Kulachala? Such acts of renunciation are not possible in this age. Therefore, Lord Krishna has advised us to accept the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga will automatically liberate a person from the dualities of life. In Bhakti Yoga, Krishna is the center and Krishna is always transcendental. Thus, in order to transcend dualities, one must always engage in the service of the Lord as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mamchayo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate सगुणां समतीतैतान् ब्रह्मभूयाय कल्पते. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any condition, any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one is factually engaged in the service of the Lord, Bhakti Yoga, he will automatically control his senses, his tongue and so many other things. Once engaged in Bhakti Yoga process with all sincerity, one will have no chance of falling down. Even if one falls down, there is no loss. One's devotional activities may be stunned or choked for the time being. But as soon as there is another chance, the practitioner begins from the point where he left off. Sita usna bata varsani khyut pipase priya priye sukha dukhe iti dundani ajayat samadarsanaha. Through austerity, King Malaya Dhoja in body and mind gradually became equal to the dualities of cold and heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered all relativities. So this chapter is entitled as Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Previous chapters, many chapters, there are discussion about Puranjan, King Puranjan, who was represented as a conditioned soul. And in this chapter, the description is given how, due to too much attachment to his family, specifically to his wife, and he gets the body of a woman in next life, and he becomes the wife of King Malayadhvaja. As Prabhupada mentioned in previous purports, King Malayadhvaja, the great king, was certainly a Mahabhagavat, topmost devotee. He is a perfect, he is not a, Maharaj Puranjan was conditioned soul, but Maharaj Malayadhvaja is described here as a Mahabhagavata, topmost devotee. But to come to that position, he followed all the system of Varnashrama. When the time came for leave home or his kingdom and go to forest for Vanaprastha life, and he did it. And his qualified wife also followed him. So in this way, Maharaj Maradhaja, he came to the province of Kulachala. And as previous verse told, that there are rivers named Chandravasa, Tamrapani and Batodaka. King Maradhaja used to go to those previous, these pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate fruits, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots and grasses and drank water. In this way, he underwent severe austerities. Eventually he became very skinny. And in this way, the present verse is telling how by performing a great austerity, Maharaj Malayadhvaja, he was able to control his body and mind gradually and become equal to the dualities of cold, heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, pleasant and unpleasant. And in this way, he came to the position of controlling his whole senses, and come to the position of a Goswami who control all his senses. And In other words, he become a self-realized soul. He come to the position of a self-realized soul. So Prabhupada is pointing out here that the Lord Sri Krishna also mentioned the same thing to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and that matra asparsastu kaunteyo sita usna sukha dukkhada agama paina nityam tom titikhyasa bharata. By tolerating this heat and cold, those were just sita usna, the cold and heat, the happiness and distress, all these dualities, though they are coming due to sense perception, and one must know how to tolerate all these things to come to the position of a self-realized soul. So when Maharaj Muralidhar was practicing this austerity, that was not Kali Yuga, that is Prabhupada is mentioning. And in this present age, it is not possible to follow this process of austerity that Dhruva Maharaj followed in Satya Yuga, and now he is mentioned about King Muralidhara. So Prabhupada is mentioning that it is almost impossible go to Himalaya or Kulachala and to perform such austerities. Even nowadays, if we are advising the people to just follow the four regulative principles, and it is almost, in one sense it is almost they are not agreed to perform this austerity, and this is just follow these four regulative principles. As one time Srila Prabhupada, one godbrother of Prabhupada was in London, and the someone from royal family or prince, he asked that, "Oh Swamiji, you are making everyone Brahmana, so you can make me also a Brahmana?" He told, "Yes, definitely I can make you a Brahmana, but you have to follow these four regulative principles, beginning, that is the starting." And when he explained him what is the four regulative principles, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication, then he told, "Impossible." That is Prabhupada is telling. Even in nowadays, people, they are not agreed to follow these four regulative principles. So how can they perform the austerity like that King Muralidhara performed? It is quite impossible. That's why, in this age, Prabhupada is recommending that one has to follow the process of Bhakti Yoga. One has to follow by following the Bhakti Yoga, one will automatically liberate, and he can come to the position of equipoise, or he become very quickly advanced in Krishna consciousness. So that is Prabhupada's recommendation. That's why he is quoting from Bhagavad Gita 14:26, that mamcha yo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Sri Gaurnitai ki jai, Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus becomes to the level of Brahman. That's why Prabhupada is recommending that one has to follow Bhakti Yoga. In Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat what is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan, Bhakti Yoga Krishna Nama Sravana Krandan. What is Bhakti Yoga? He told, this is the only wealth for us, for a Vaishnava, to follow the process of Bhakti Yoga. But what is Bhakti Yoga? Bhakti Yoga means Krishna Nama Sravana Krandan. One has to hear about Krishna's name, fame and pastimes, and not only just hear, but he should hear it in a seriously. Then tears, nayanad galadasru, dharaya vadanam gadgadaruddhaya gira pulakair nichitam bapu, kadatava nama grahane bhavishyati. As Lord Chaitanya explained in Sikhyastakam. So to come, unless one come to that stage of to follow the process of Bhakti Yoga ecstatically, or the symptoms of this ecstatic symptoms are not manifested in body, then it is not possible to come out of from the clutches of Maya. That's why it is hearing is the most important process in this age. Lord Chaitanya explains that in this age, hearing is the most important process in the nine process of devotional service. The first process is hearing. So one has to hear about Krishna's appearance, his pastimes, janma, karma, chame, divyam. These are the transcendental pastimes of Lord. One must have to hear about those pastimes. As Lord Kapiladeva also mentioned in 3rd canto, 25th chapter and 25th verse, this famous verse, that satang prasangat mama birja sambhido bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha tadjusunad asu apavarga vartmani saddharatir bhakti anukramishyati. Satang prasangat, one has to hear this Krishna katha in association of devotees, and also one has to hear this katha, this descriptions from the mouth of a Vaishnava, from a devotee. Then this katha, this Krishna katha, or the description about Krishna's pastimes, will enter, one has to hear through one's ears, then he enter to heart, and what the all unwanted things in our heart that is accumulated from many births, that like lust, anger, greed, all these things, they will washed away. In this way, one can purify his consciousness. Then he comes to the stage of Shraddha. Shraddha means one having full faith that by performing devotional service unto Lord Sri Krishna, the whole purpose of his life will fulfill. That is Shraddha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. One comes to this Shraddha, then he gradually developed to the stage of Rati. Rati means asakti, for the attachment for Lord's lotus feet, for his service. Then finally he achieved the pure devotional service. Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti, Anukramishyati. So that's why the hearing, one starts the bhakti, this bhakti yoga process by hearing only. And one has to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee. As Sukadeva Goswami also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, 33 chapter, 39 verse, Vikriditam Brajabadhu Vir Idam cha Vishnu Saddhanita Anusunuyat Athabanna Yadyah Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Rudrogam Asu Apo Inoti Achirena Dhira. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful appears with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attend the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, which is disease of the heart. So today is also an important day for our temple festival, this Krishna Balaram post Gaur Purnima festival, and they asked me to speak something about both festival. So that's why in this way we have to there is so many intimate pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, specifically in this Vrindavan, and he is our worshipable Lord. As Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he told us, Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Sata, Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachi Dupasana Brajavadhu Bargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Maham श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रोदर न परः. सो दिस इज दी एसेंस ऑफ गौड़िया फिलोसॉफी दैट आवर वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड इज आराध्य भगवान ब्रजेश तनय ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्री कृष्ण. He is our worshipable Lord along with his abode, Vrindavan. Along with his dham, Vrindavan. Tad dhama Vrindavanam. But how can one worship the Lord? What is the process? Process is given. Brajavadhu Varganaja Kalpita. As the Brajavadhus, the gopis, they saw the path. We have to follow their footprints. Not to imitate, but can follow their footprints. Brajavadhu Varganaja Kalpita. Where is the proof? Proof is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan. That's why the goal of life is not achieve liberation, but the goal of life is to achieve Prema, Krishna, the pure devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the goal of life. Mama Janmani Janmani Swaye Bhavatad Bhakti. That is Mahaprabhu told in Sikhyashtakam. Life after life, to achieve pure devotional service at feet of the Lord Sri Krishna, that is the goal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Pasupakhi hoi thaki swarge bani rae tava bhakti rahu bhakti binoda hridaye. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you may be give me a birth, in species of a bird or in an animal, I don't mind. But my only request, O Lord, please bless me that I will always get the chance to perform pure devotional service unto you. So that is the goal. And so we have to follow this path of the Brajavasi, Brajavadhu Varganaja Kalpita. This is the Raga Bhakti or spontaneous love. Their service to Krishna is spontaneous. By hearing these pastimes between Krishna and his intimate devotees, specifically Brajavasis, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, gradually one can give up these undesirable things like kama, krodha, lust, anger, and greediness. All these things, they will disappear gradually. So in this way, Lord Krishna has so many pastimes with his intimate intimate devotees in Braja, specifically with the gopis. He is known as Gopinath. And specifically this boat pastimes, Krishna's pastimes with gopis, generally this happened in two places, either in Jamuna or in Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga, this is our festival is here, it just looks like a pond, and is the world, this water is stagnant. This is not, certainly not Jamuna. We can think it is like Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga is a very big lake. Actually, it was also beginning was a river, but gradually now it is also looks like a lake. And specifically in Brajamandal Parikrama, that is performed by Raghav Pandit, he took two personalities, famous personalities, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, with him in Brajamandal Parikrama. And when they are doing Brajamandal Parikrama, and they come to now Govardhan, and specifically in the bank of Manasi Ganga, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, he mentioned in fifth wave of Bhakti Ratnakar that Raghava then pointed out Manasi Ganga. At this place, Sri Krishna enjoyed ecstatic boat pastimes. There is a description of Manasa Ganga in the Brajavilasa Stava. The waves of Manasa Ganga on the side of Govardhan Hill push the splendid rocks leaning its source. I prayed at Manasa Ganga, where Sri Sri Gandharvika Murari enjoy jubilant boating pastimes, may give me shelter. The water of Manasa Ganga are supremely pure. Who can describe the wonderful results one achieves by boating or bathing there? So, the Bengali verses is written like this. Sri Radhika Ailena Sakhigana Sange Tasabare Agusari Krishna Ane Atirange Manasi Gangara Eighate Naukalaya Karan Sabare Para Labika Haya Sri Radhika Saha Etha Adbhuta Vilasa Lalitadi Sakhi Purna Kaila Abhilasa. So, this story was described like that. One time Vasudev, who was his father of Krishna, and he was in Mathura, but Krishna was in Vrindavan in Nanda Maharaj's house. So for the benefit of Krishna, Vasudev planned to do some yajna, for some yajna to please the demigods and to please Lord Vishnu specifically. But he was fearing to do yajna at Mathura, because Kamsa will know what is the purpose of yajna, then he may be become angry. So Vasudev did this yajna in Braja. It is mentioned this in the eastern side of Govardhan. So then Purnamasi, Jogamaya Devi, seeing this opportunity, she declared in Brajmandal everywhere, if the married women, they take the cow products to this yajna, specifically ghee and butters and all other things, they can go to that yajna place and offer it in yajna of Lord Vishnu, then their husbands will be free from diseases, and they may be liberated. Like this, they will get so many benefits by helping in this yajna, or offering, giving ghee or other milk products to that yajna. So when Jatila and Kutila, they heard about this, so specifically Jatila told, okay, it's very, very nice opportunity. So our daughter-in-law Radha should go with ghee and butters and milk products, and should go to that yajna place and offer there. And by offering these ingredients there, then our Abhimanyu, our son, will get a long life and free from all diseases. Ultimately, he will get liberation like this. So they arranged all these things, and they asked, Jatila asked Radha to go to the yajna place. So in this way, Radharani, not alone, with all other sakhis, Lalita, Visakha, and yes, so many sakhis and manjaris, they get together, they accompanied Radha, and they come to the, because they are coming from Barsana side, and that is western side. So they are coming this side. Then to come to the other side, they have to circulate whole Govardhan, or they can just cross the Manasi Ganga and come to other side. So, because they can come some way, but the Danghati there was also, Krishna always stay with his coward boyfriends and he disturbed them many times. So they plan to go just to cross the Manasi Ganga with boats. But Purnamasi, before he informed everything to Krishna, he told Krishna, this gopi is including Radharani is coming this way. So you should just go to the bank of this two other side, this western ghat, or western side, this particular ghat, and keep boat there. And see that no other boat will be there. Only boat. You must have the only boat there and sit there. And all these gopis will come and they'll certainly ask you to take them to other side of Manasi Ganga, and they must request you to allow them to sit in your boat or come to your boat. So it was planned all everything by Brinda Devi and Jogamaya Purnavasi. So when Radha and all gopis they come the western side of Manasiganga, then they saw there is only one boat. And the person is sitting there, but the boat was very old. It's an old boat. But the person who is sitting, he is very young. Young person is sitting. It is Krishna. Then the gopis, they told, what can you do? We just avoid the other path to avoid this Krishna. Now he is here also, sitting in a boat. And there is no other boat. So how, what to do? So then Lalita approached to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, please. There is no time for making other jokes or some other things here. But please, we are serious. We are going to the other side for jagyas to offer all these ghees and milk products there. Time is going on. So please help us. Please carry us with your boat and take to other side. Then Lalita told, okay, then gopis, he told, okay, you can come. They all came to boat. Then there are different places in different times. This is one, different times, different pastimes. But particularly this pastime is they just come to boat. Then he told, Lalita just started little joking with Krishna. He told, oh Krishna, you are young, but your Tarani, Tarani means boat. Tarani, the word Tarani means boat, and Taruni means young woman. So he told, your Tarani, your boat is very old. You are young, you are a youthful boy, but why your boat is old? Then Krishna told, yes, actually I have no other Taruni, means I have no Taruni, means no young girlfriend with me. So if you will arrange one young girlfriend for me, then I can give up the old one. So she told, okay. She is telling you Tarani. Tarani means boat, but Krishna make it Taruni. It is Taruni. So I need a young girl, Taruni. If you will arrange young girl, that means indirectly Krishna is telling to Lalita, your young girlfriend, who? Radha. For me, then I definitely give up my old gopi friends like Chandravali or others. I can give up them. So in this way, there is some joking between Lalita and Krishna. And then Krishna, they told, okay, time is out, just sit down. They asked Krishna, okay, just dive your car, dive your boat quickly. Krishna told, okay, no problem. Then he started driving the boat with it. They are not like in Mayapur, you go by boat, there is engine, thereby with diesel or something. There is no diesel or there is no engine. Krishna was using the wooden instrument. What is it called? O-A-R. O-R. So he was just driving this boat with his oar and just come to the middle. Then Krishna knowingly just throw this oar in the water. Now they all fearful. What happened now? This boat just goes here and there in the middle of Manasiganga. And by Krishna's arrangement, Jogamaya's arrangement, suddenly heavy wind just spread everywhere. It's heavy air. So the gopis, their clothes are just going here, there, they are very disturbed. What to do now? And the boat started also circling just very speedily just going in a circle. Again and again, moving here, there. So gopi, you know, very fearful. Then the gopi just in folding hand, he told Krishna, oh Krishna. Now Krishna is very happy. He is looking at the gopis and they are smiling and he is very jubilant. And he is telling, okay, now I am also hungry, give this milk product to me. Same thing you offer there in Jagya and offer, the gopis becoming angry also, sometimes they don't know what to do. This is very dangerous situation. But Krishna is in jubilant mood, he is smiling and laughing. Then Lalita and all gopis then started in folding hands, even including Radha, they told, "Oh Govinda, we don't fear if we leave our body in this water of Manasiganga. If we'll die, that is not problem for us. But you will be get blasphemed by everyone in a boat in which you and Govinda yourself is a driver, and that boat if it drown in this water, then you will get blasphemed by everyone. So please take us to other side, do something." Krishna told, "Yes, yes, don't worry." In this way, when gopis are in a very serious mood, they are just stunned, everyone is practically crying. But Krishna was enjoying. And now Krishna, knowing the situation, Jogamaya Devi suddenly, by Jogamaya's arrangement, one new island just appeared in the middle of Manasiganga. Then everyone looked, they have some aspiration for the gopis. They look, there is a new island now, and so many trees, flowers, everything is there. Then Krishna, they saw Krishna also meditating something, then immediately everything disappeared, the wind, heavy wind, little, there are some raining, everything was disappeared. Then boat also just come to the bank of that island. Then Krishna is told, "Why you are so fearful? Now go to a nice island, you can go inside." Then they all gopis started looking each other, then they all smile came in their face. Then they just entered to that island, and Brinda Devi arranged very nice kunjas for Radha and Krishna, and they had their pastimes in that kunja. And now everyone become jubilant. All the gopis started singing and playing their musical instruments. They have a big festival there. And after Radha Krishna enjoyed the pastime, then again Krishna took them to other side of Manasiganda. Then they went to the jagya, the place of jagya. Then they offered their ghee and butters, everything there. So in this way, there are short pastimes in Manasiganga. There is other stories also there, and there is also boat pastimes in Jamuna. But this pastime here it looks like a pond. So it is appropriate to describe about Manasiganga's pastime. And so Narad Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Sri Radhika Ailena Sakhi Gana Sanghe, Sri Radha, the Radharani, she appeared in the bank of Manasiganga with her all intimate sakhis, and they come to the bank of Manasiganga. Krishna, they see that Krishna is sitting in the bank of that Manasiganga. Manasiganga rai ghate nauka laya, in this particular ghat in the western side. So Krishna is sitting in his boat, very old boat, and Krishna, time to time, many times, he just took the gopis from western side to eastern side of Govardhan, sorry, Manasiganga, the other side of Govardhan. Sri Radhika Sahayatha Adbhuta Vilasa. There are so many wonderful pastimes between Radha and Krishna in this Manasiganga, and various boat pastimes. And Lalita the Sakhi Purna Kaila Vilasa, and these all other Sakhis, including Lalita, they feel very happy, and with their help, Radha Krishna's pastimes become very jubilant and successful. So it is already time, so I stop here. So anyone has a question or comment? Hare Krishna. So, no question in the comment. So, we'll end class here. Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Nauka Vihar ki Itai Gaur Premanandi.